California is experiencing its first major fire activity of the season after two previous years brought some of the most devastating fires on record. There have now been two fires burning in Southern California in the last few days. Here now's Alex Ashlock reports on one of them.
The Saddle Ridge fire started at around 9 o'clock Thursday night, about 30 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. Officials aren't sure how it started, but they are investigating reports from people who saw flames at the bottom of a transmission tower. By Friday morning, the fire had grown to more than 4,000 acres. Dave Richardson oversees emergency operations for the Los Angeles County Fire Department.
It's been a battle, and unfortunately, it's too familiar. We've been here not too long ago, this very same spot. Your firefighters have been working tirelessly through the night to make a difference, protecting life and property throughout the city of Los Angeles and unincorporated communities as the fire continues to be pushed by the wind.
The fire forced thousands from their homes, but as the fight against it continued, the weather started to turn in firefighters' favor. The gusty Santa Ana winds that had fueled the flames and pushed them across the hills eased up, and the humidity, which had been in the single digits, started to rise. Still, even if you couldn't see the smoke, you could smell and feel it. Watching the news Saturday afternoon, there were reports about dangerous air quality.
The smoke from the Saddle Ridge fire is expected to impact air quality, of course, in the San Fernando Valley, but all the way out to Calabasas and across the mountains out to Malibu, they're telling us.
Yesterday morning, James Walkenhorst and his son were walking on the dusty trail at the bottom of Aliso Canyon. Above them, the scorched earth rose to the Porter Ranch neighborhood Walkenhorst and his family moved into 2 years ago from Seattle.
Thursday night, we'd been watching the winds for two full days. And Thursday night, I stepped out to walk the dog, looked up in the sky, and there was a helicopter. It was a fire helicopter. And you know, that can only mean one thing. So we came back in, checked Twitter, and saw that maybe it was 8 miles away at the time. But it was 50-mile-an-hour winds, and we were directly down from where the flames were. So we watched maybe 15 minutes. At that point, we decided to start gathering our things, just didn't want to wait for an evacuation order. So we pulled everything together, another, 30 minutes or so, and we decided we were just going to go. I didn't want to wait for a mandatory evacuation order and get caught either in the backup or caught without any place to stay.
And when did you come back?
We got back yesterday. So we were gone pretty much 2 days, stayed away, had no idea what was going on. We did have Wi-Fi. We had some security cameras in the house so that we could see that nothing had burned, nothing had caught. And so we knew the house was okay, but we didn't know what was around the house, and it could go any minute. We had no idea what was going to happen.
And what else happened in your neighborhood?
So there were at least three houses. We didn't do the full drive-through, but there were at least three houses out of, there's probably 300 in there, and three houses right up along the edge of the ravine here, all of them burned. One of them appeared to just have the garage that had some damage, but two of them were total write-offs.
The Los Angeles Fire Department says the Saddle Ridge fire destroyed or damaged more than 30 homes. It burned nearly 8,000 acres. All evacuation orders have been lifted, and kids are back in school. It's back to normal in the new normal of wildfires in California. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock in Los Angeles.